Bring to me. I've been really been having a wonderful time. By the way, Purity, Ben, thank you for this Bible you gave me. This Bible is really, you need to, I think everybody needs to get this Bible. If you have many copies of your Bible, get the Spirit-Filled Life Bible. I remember I got the first copy in South Africa, and that Bible, my wife uses it, and it's really a nice Bible. You know, it teaches you, it tells you many, many things, and it's just a wonderful thing. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. I just want to thank God for this day. And for what he has continued to do in our lives, he's going to bless us. He's going to minister to us. I've been praying for us. And there are things that the Spirit of the Lord has been speaking to me. And we're going to be releasing these things to individuals. And then we shall, as a group, be able to look forward to what the Lord has been speaking in my heart. Amen. Now, today I want us to check into something the Spirit of the Lord has been speaking to me this week about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I would like us to go into the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 12. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 12. I realize sometimes, we can be speaking, and it's good to see Pastor Karanja. It's been a long, long time seeing you. We love you, Pastor, and we miss you. You know, when we just see Makaranja there, we wonder where you are, but we know you're busy too. Thank you. And I know the other visitors, you'll also get time after the words, to acknowledge you and tell us who you are. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord has been really quickening into me that sometimes, we can be sharing the Word of God generally, and sometimes we may forget the basic things, the things that we really, that are going to propel us to our destinies. Praise the Lord. We need to acquaint ourselves to learn some of some of these basic things, the fundamentals. And I believe there was a time Pastor Karanja had an opportunity to come and minister to us, and he was telling us the elementary doctrines of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when we miss some of these very, very simple things, we can even be so equipped with so many other things. But if we do not know, the Spirit of the Lord, actually, last night after you guys left, the last guy, and I know some of you are laughing, almost 2:30, and we were just having some nice fellowship, And so we really had a wonderful time. And after that, I couldn't even go to sleep. The Spirit of the Lord just began, to speak to my heart. I was wondering about, the Spirit of the Lord was speaking about to me about the principles that the Lord has given, even in the natural realm, like the principle of gravity. If you do not know about the principle of gravity, whether you know it or whether you don't know it, it exists. Do you know that? And there was a time that some of you who have little kids, there's very many, many children documentaries. Sometimes you don't even have time even to watch any other channel. And there was these kids, they were trying to make themselves some wings, and they were trying to, climb up on an elevated place, and they were trying to, they made some flaps, and they were trying to fly. Let me tell you, those kids will come down and hit the ground. But thank God there was somebody maybe supervising on them. The fact remains is whether you know it or you don't know it, the principles that the Lord has set naturally will work, whether you know it or you don't know it. Like the principles of aerodynamics. I had a preacher say, who was a pilot, that he's a pilot, and every time he makes sure that the wings are right, and he makes sure that the plane is everything he has done, a checkup, everything is working. Once he cruises to 88 miles an hour, and he pulls up the yoke, that plane lifts up. Because it defies the principle of aerodynamic that kicks in and defies the power of gravity. Now, most of you know that planes have a lot of weight. Don't you know that, right? But how does a plane, a big jumbo jet, manage to cruise up and stay in the air for long distances in the air? Why? Is it because there is the power of aerodynamics that causes that plane to stay in the air? In fact, I was just checking this morning about it, because it kept bothering me even when I think I went to bed like 4 a.m, and it kept bothering me. And I found out that the wings, you know, the wings of the plane, there's air, a lot of air that is equipped there, and there is the air that moves on top of the wings, and there's the air that moves under the wings, and this air creates such an air pressure that causes, you know, there's a drag, you know, the principle of Newton, whereby every moving object has an equal and resistant power towards it. But there's such a thrust that the airplane goes with it, and there's a air that pushes it up, and it creates an equilibrium to sustain that plane in the air. That is called the power of aerodynamics. And let me tell you, church, just as it is in the natural, in the spiritual realm also, there are principles, whether you don't know them or whether you know them, they will work regardless. Praise the Lord. And I realize some of us will miss destinies. That's why so many people have gone into the graves with the dreams, not because they didn't have ideas, but they didn't obey, or they didn't recognize the principles that God has given us in order for us to prosper. Praise the Lord. And I want us first of all to read this Bible even as we continue, because I want us to use our time wisely. If you're there, how many people are in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12? If you're there, can you say amen? Okay, this is what the Bible says. I'll read the first few verses. Now, concerning the spiritual gifts, brethren. Now, concerning the spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that, yes, I can be daddy as well. Is that Jeremy or Joshua? Sounds like Jeremy or Joshua. I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away to these damp idols. However, you are still led. Even though you are Gentiles and there were these damp idols, you know, you are, however, led to these idols. Okay, verse number 3. The Bible says, therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. Verse number 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Hallelujah. Can everybody read verse number 7, all of us together? Let's read. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Praise the Lord. Verse number 8. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues. Praise the Lord. Now, when we began the first few verses, Paul is admonishing the church at Corinth. And he is telling them, now concerning the spiritual gift, do not be what? Ignorant. Is it possible for us to be ignorant about certain things that are there in the Word of God? Oh, yes, sure. Even today, it is possible for us to just be ignorant. And let me tell you, whoever brings the ignorance about certain things or certain portions of Scripture is the enemy. Because he knows that once you are equipped with the Word of God and you follow through that Word of God, it is going to be not only be beneficial to you, it is also going to be beneficial to the rest of the body of Christ. And it's going to bring glory to God. The devil is continuously going to fight against anything that will bring glory to God. And let's talk about it in reality. Your life was created, or you are here, so that ultimately you can bring glory to God. Somebody say a big amen. Whether you're working in a secular job, whether you're interacting with other people, wherever God has placed you in, the ultimate goal concerning your life is to bring glory to God. And you can ask yourself, how do I bring glory to God when I'm working in my secular work? By the way you act, by the way you talk, by the way you dress, by the way you carry yourself, by the way you treat others. Do you know there are so many people in the world today who will never ever hear the word of the Lord? But the only word they have is the way you act. The only word of God they can ever see is how you treat other people. The only word of God, the only way or knowledge or a conduit or a channel, how they're ever going to know about God is through you. And you may never even speak a word, but just by the way you treat yourself. By the way you carry yourself, by the way you go to work early, you never do things that other people, you know. I mean, you are in a class of yourself because there is a difference that has taken place in your life. Praise the Lord. And this is one of the very basic responsibilities that we are supposed to carry, because every single day, and I've told you this, whatever you do every single second, whatever you do every single minute, whatever you do every single hour, it adds up into the ultimate character, what God has placed you in your life. Praise the Lord. And the things that you're going to do, wherever little, every baby step that you're going to take, whether it is in your career, whether it is in your finances, whether it is in your home, whether it is in your relationship with your children, whether it is in the relationship with you in your marriage, those baby steps that you take, do not ignore them. Because those baby steps that you take ultimately will create a big picture of where God wants you to go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So Paul is admonishing the church at Corinth, and it's telling them, now concerning the spiritual gift, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. I want you to know that he was speaking now to the Gentiles. He's telling the Gentiles, you are once Gentiles. In other words, you are cursed. You followed. There's no way you are, you know, the salvation that when Christ came, it was never intended for you. And you know what? Even though you are completely lost and you're completely disconnected with God's plan, you follow dumb idols. In other words, idols who could never speak anything, idols who are just created and you are bowing to them and you're serving them and you're doing all these other things to this idol, and you're committed to them and you follow through with them. And he is telling them, I don't want you to be ignorant about these gifts, because if you only know what these gifts can mean in your life, not only is it going to create a benefit to you, but it's going to be a benefit to the entire body, and it's going to bring glory to God. So number one, he says, thank God that you were once lost, but now you've been brought back. God's grace has reached out to you, the Gentiles. And now I want you to know, even though you are led astray, you are led out to dump idols, God has redeemed you. Even though you are Gentiles, you are grafted into the people that God came for, and you have been called out. And now, not only have you been called out, God is calling you out of the things that you committed yourselves and you are led astray into this marvelous situation whereby now the Spirit of God is introducing you to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, he starts by saying, up there, he talks about three things. If you can really go through very, very slowly, you can realize that Paul is not talking about the specific reason why he's reading the first few verses of chapter number 12 is about the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to check into this. Praise the Lord. But he's speaking, if you realize, he's talking about, you know that the Gentiles were carried, verse number 3. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit, okay, we read that at verse number, the divarchin, number 4. Listen very carefully. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Come on, say with me, but the same Spirit. Okay, number 5, listen. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works in all. Now, what Paul is telling the Corinthians, he is telling them, not only are the gifts distributed to you by God, but there are also other ministries that do not fit in the gifts that God has pushed or has designated for each and every one of us. Now, what are the ministries that we can talk about? We can talk about people who are gifted to encourage. Have you ever come into met a person who, when they spoke to you,
They spoke to you and you were almost mesmerized. My goodness. I've never heard anybody articulate, you know, such an encouragement. I was down in the pit. But the moment they open up their mouth, man, you feel like literally they are pulling you out of a hole. Have you ever met those people? Or have you ever met people who can just, you know, God has gifted them so well in the music ministry. And the moment they stand here, you wonder, where has this person been all this time? Because God has gifted them with those ministries. So all these ministries, you may qualify to have the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, but there are also other ministries that God has distributed among the church and to you. Are you listening to me? That are besides the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, and all these have been given by the same Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, verse number 7, remember what I don't want you to lose the focus of number 7, because it is very, very important for you to focus on number 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of my God. But the manifestation of the Spirit, whether it be your God has gifted you to be a singer, whether God has decided to give you one of the gifts that we are going to talk about, the manifestation. Now, what is this manifestation? It is the effect of the power of the Holy Spirit working inside of you. Are you listening to me? It is the effect of the power of the Holy Spirit working inside of you. For example, God has gifted Willie to be a singer. Good voice. And, you know, God can also gift you, may have gifted you with an ability to write songs. When you write those songs, it is like the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is telling you, write this. And he's giving you the melody and he's giving you everything. Now, when God gives you that gift, I want you to not forget verse number 7. That the manifestation, the working, the effectiveness of that gift, the effectiveness of the power of the Holy Spirit through the working of that gift has been given to profit all. Okay, is it okay for you to make money through that gift? Well, if God has told you to go record a CD, you spend some money to go record a CD, right? It is okay to get something out of that CD. But your primary reason, if your primary reason is to benefit yourself, are you listening to me? That gift will not be inoperable. In other words, if you make whatever you do, whatever giftings that the Lord has given you, the primary reason when we are executing those gifts should be to benefit all. Do you know, church, God has given each and every one of us a unique gift here in the house. That when you display it, somebody in this house needs that gift. I am telling you the truth. You'll be so amazed that most of us are so diverse in character. We are so diverse in the way we have been brought. It is not an accident how you've been brought, where you are brought from. God connected you to that family and they caused your parents to bring you up in a certain way so that you can be a blessing to the body of Jesus Christ, Frank. It's amazing that when we bring together all these diverse gifts, Mama Maya, when we bring all these diverse gifts, you'll be so mesmerized how people, there are people who have been called. God has called them to neatness, you know? That when they come to this house, the first thing they see in the door is how these even chairs are, whether they are symmetrical, whether they are, and you know in your heart, and it disturbs you every Sunday. Every you come, you find trash on the floor, you say, who normally does this? Now, if you feel like that, God has called you to. Okay, I know. I'm not talking to people in this side. I see some people are responding really on this side. Now, what I'm trying to say is this side. Listen, my guys. So, how do you. Okay. There are people who have been called. When they come here, they wonder, how is this worship? Why is the pastor? Why is this Sister Catherine? This service ought to have started. You know, they are so orderly. They organize things nicely. And every time you know, by the way, there are also people who can't come here. They come into the church. They don't even look on the floor. They just go. They sit. I'm waiting for pastor to preach. They don't even recognize whether the floor is dirty. They don't even recognize whether the flowers are, they have been arranged on the other side. They don't have, by the way, if you ask them, did you see how the flowers were? What flowers? I didn't even see. It's true. They ask you, what are there? Are there nobody flowers in the church? It is never, they don't even think about it. Why? Because the Spirit of God has not designated them to that area. But you see now, he may not really be concerned about the flowers, but the guy who comes in and finds out this house, man, is dirty. And I need to, Saturday, I'm going to rise up. Let me tell you, we miss opportunities. Are you listening to me, church? I wish you can listen to me because the Spirit of God whispered these words to me and I thought it was very, very important. When the Spirit, when you feel an inner urge, because this is how the Spirit of God works, it will start, first of all, we start with seeing something. And every time you come in, it disturbs your mind. You know, I feel like I need to organize this table. I feel like, I'll give you a very good example. See that Ambrose? And I'm not really, I know Ambrose really don't want me to say this, but Ambrose is my buddy. One day he came and he found out that place, how we sit in that area. Man, this gentleman, he came alone, this brother. My brother, he organized the place. It looks very nice. You know, because every time he comes there, he even called me. He told me, in fact, a graphic presentation of how he wanted that place designed. He came one day and arranged everything. But you know what? There are people who have never been gifted in artistry. They came and disorganized everything, Ambrose. You go there. You know, in fact, some people came and, why, who did this? They don't even have a clue of how design is supposed to be, and somebody took time to do that. They disorganize everything because they don't even have anything clue. But you see, that's why God has gifted you in a different area so that you can bring it. It's like, you see, in the old times, and I don't even have a very good example to give you, but I believe in our old fathers, they used to drink from the same pot. They used to have things. They used to have a big pot here with the whatever they were drinking. And each one of them would sip from. So everybody would enjoy the taste of what was on the reservoir. Okay? But we do it in the same way in the church. You see, like, let me tell you. Let me give you a challenge. There are women here. Women, praise the Lord. You know, I love you. We cannot do without you, you know. You're so special. But if you have a little kid, listen, if you have a little kid and you're dropping them into the Sunday school, it is very, very important when you have a little kid, ask them, who looks after these children every Sunday? You know? Is it really good for us to ask ourselves these questions as we go along? Because if you put them, we are not a very big congregation. And by the way, in some big churches, they can hire somebody to take care of the children. But we are not able to do that. So unless we combine our efforts together so that if we are parents with the little kids, when you're dropping them, ask yourself, who takes care of those children? How about if we can come together maybe with Sister Catherine and Sister Anne and organize a roster so you say, okay, this Sunday, I'm taking care of the children. Next Sunday, I'm taking care of the children. Next Sunday, I'm taking care of the children. It will be easy for everybody. Do you still love me? Do you still love me? So there are some of what I'm telling you. I'm not just directing things to challenge you ministry-wise in the church. But the ministry is wide beyond the four corners of our church. How many times have you gone and see somebody? There are people let me tell you, like I know for sure. If there's anything God has given me, I have this compassion, even though I never execute it all the time. I see somebody homeless, it disturbs me. I'm telling you the truth. I can drive 100 miles, I'm still thinking about that guy that I left there maybe in Houston. I'm still thinking about them now. I ask myself, well, now how are they going to eat? What are they going to? Is somebody really going to come and drop something to them? I see somebody walking with their dog on the highway. It disturbs me. And I know some of you, you do not see anybody. You see Houston when you're going to Houston. Huh? You don't see even people walking. I know, because you are never connected with anything like that. In fact, you say, you know, what happened to these people? Losers. Why are they walking on the foot? Because you have no idea. But when God places a burden in you, act on it. Even in a little way. It's that little. I don't expect you to go and you can never solve. Julius, you always tell us you can make a difference. A difference in the world of one person. Such little. If God has told you, if you feel like you're burdened when you come, the chairs are not symmetrical. Why not take one Saturday? You say these chairs next Sunday when everybody comes in, I want to find them in a line. I want to find the chairs dusted. I want to find the floor vacuumed. I want to, whatever it is that God has given you. Act on it. And let me tell you, there is a blessing. There is no way that you can serve God and you lose. It goes in the book of remembrance. When the books are going to be opened, what is going to be found in there? What is going to be found? What we did, church. When God opens up the book and he finds, okay, now this is Tony Wainaina. What did you do from the time you were born? Normal page. Pages, they're still going. There's nothing. The last one comes. Oh, I think you just organize the flower on the side like this. That's the only thing. Well, others' works are following other people. You are even trying to get into other lines of other people so that so that you can be seen like you did something. I'm challenging us, church. Concerning these gifts, I don't want you to be ignorant. And this is, listen to verse number 10. I love this. You will be so surprised. You will be so surprised how many people desire and will and have the will to do certain things. You know, there are people who desire that I want to live well. But you know what? They are just there. In fact, I read the book, the Bible, the other day. It was says, a little folding of hands, a little slumber, and poverty clips in like something. I don't know what. But poverty clips in like. And the other people who work. Every time they work, they're looking for. Open your Bibles in the book of Proverbs. That one I have to read for you. Open up your book. I read this to a sister. She called. There's somebody who called me. And I read out this verse. You say, is that in the Bible? I also didn't believe it was there. Proverbs. Give me time. It should be in Proverbs. Okay, Proverbs 23. Purity, can you read me that? Proverbs 23, verse 4. I hope you have this kind of a Bible because that's what it, how, see how it is written. Okay, that's the part. Now my Bible says, do not overwork. Do not overwork too. Now, if your will is to get rich, God can use little to accomplish much. When you overwork, if your intention is to really get rich, man, let me tell you, pentaquadruples are not the ones that are going to make it. Do not overwork to make yourself rich. I read that and I said, wow. Do not overwork to be rich because of your own understanding. Actually, this Bible says, cease with an exclamation mark. Cease. Do not overwork to become rich with your own understanding. In other words, the Bible says this. And some of you may, I really work hard, by the way. But my intention is not to become rich. I work hard because I want to meet my obligations. Okay? There's a way God can take the little that you have and maximize it. By the way, we went to Oklahoma. That's the message I was telling them. We had a wonderful time and they passed their greetings to you. Did you receive them? And I told them, the Bible says, do not overwork to become rich. And I'm repeating the same thing here. Do not overwork yourself. In other words, when we follow the principles that God has set, they will work. When we commit ourselves to those principles, they will work for us. Are you listening to me? They will definitely work for us. And I was telling you, you'll be surprised how many people, even today that are in the grave, they had the unction to do certain things and they stayed like this and it never came to them. You know, they just, there's no way you want to advance your life. You want to become a nurse and you want to stay like this and that nurse will come to you by, you know, osmosis. What is osmosis? It is the process of, I told you this other day. Come on, can you tell us what osmosis is? From Ben, what is osmosis? Exactly. Osmosis is becoming something out of nothing. There's no way you can be something out of. If you want to advance or you want to plan to do something, the Bible says, this is what the Bible says, faith without works is. Is dead faith. You can have faith as much as you want, but if you do not act on that faith towards what you want to get, you're not going to get it. There has to be a step towards where you want to go. Are you listening to me? It's very, very important. There are so many things that we can will to have certain things. We can will to have financial success. We can will to have a perfect marriage. We can will to have a good career. But if we just fold our hands like this, it is not going to work. We have to act towards where we want to go. And so what the Bible says, do not be ignorant about this will, I mean about this, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Do not be ignorant about them. I want you to know the benefits it can bring to you and the benefits it can also bring to the church. And in verse number 10, the Bible says, and the Lord will give it to you as you will. My God, I love it. Verse number 10, that's what it says, right? 1 Corinthians 10, can somebody read for me? 12:10. Verse number 11. But one and the same Spirit works on this, to each one individually as he wills. In other words, all these gifts, they have not been designated for specific or special people. Are you listening to me? So these gifts, if you will, if you so will, you will research them and you will pursue them. And the Spirit of God who sees the desire can distribute those gifts to anybody, any one of you. Amen? Amen. And what are the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit? We are not even going to start them because we may not really have a lot of time. But what are the gifts of the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Now, do not view from what I told you originally that there are different ministries that may not really be connected to these 9 gifts. And there are also activities that take place in the body of Christ. But all these things are brought together in harmony by the same one God. Amen? Amen. So he says this. And these are the gifts of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Word of wisdom. Word of knowledge. Faith. Gifts of healing. Working of miracles. Prophecy. Discerning of spirits. Diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, the word of wisdom. What is the word? When we talk about the word of wisdom, what is the gift? What is the word of wisdom? I will tell you this. I really, in my heart of hearts, I really, every time I want to listen to somebody preaching the word of God, I want to hear more than just the reading of that word. I really love revelation. I really love to see the hidden mysteries in the word of God. I really, man, I'm telling you. Every time I'm listening to anybody, I really want to, the moment I don't, my attention is on that person to the moment when he's going to crack open something that is in the mystery of the word of the Lord. Because I believe the word of God has so many things inbuilt within it that really contain the very elements of our lives. Amen? Have you read the word of the Lord and you've read the word of the Lord and every time you read it, you know, sometimes it never had any meaning to you. And the moment the Spirit of the Lord falls on that word and it begins to break it, he begins to bring some words out of that word. How many has it ever happened to when you're reading the word of the Lord? Sometimes I read the word of the Lord and the Spirit of God lands on that word and it begins to unveil mysteries in that word. So if we desire to have wisdom, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs that wisdom is the principal thing. And wisdom is just taking the word of the Lord or having a foreknowledge through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, driving you to do certain things in a unique way. You know? Our minds are so limited, we are not able to pursue things beyond our boundaries. But when we allow the Holy Spirit to take over in our lives, he is able to delve us or to take us inside the word of the Lord, and we are able to see clearly, vividly, clearly, what is embedded within the word of the Lord. So you can desire to be a wise man. Have you ever met somebody who does things and you, in your mind, you're able to look at them and say, oh, that is a wise activity that is going on in there. And you as a person, you've been able to look at an activity and you saw and you said, this is a stupid activity, whoever is doing it. There's somebody, like, for example, I'll tell you outright, you know, the things that we know. I have really a big problem with people who have big tattoos. Not that I mean it's bad. But, you know, I have a problem with, you know, somebody maybe has a sagging pants and some earrings and he has, you know, done everything within their body and they are sagging. If they don't know the Lord, I'm ready to reach out to them. But either they will come to the Lord and they are still doing that. I have a problem with that. I don't know. I mean, this is me, okay? Paul used to say some things, this is me, not Christ. There are some things that people can do, dumb things, stupid things. You can look at them and say, this is really not good. Even naturally, even humanly speaking, it doesn't make any sense. Now, the other day, and I'm just going over this generally before we can come deeply into it. Somebody told me, oh, Pastor, you know what? I want you to be a man of faith. I want you to do this and do the other. And I said, this is what I said. I've heard of preachers who have done crazy things. You know, they trusted God all the more. You know, they did things and I said, wow, I wish I can step in that place. But I need to desire. If I want to be that kind of, to have that kind of a character, I need to desire it so that God can give me. I believe it is the Holy Spirit who gives and enables people to be, to act in faith. You know, there are people who are very radical. There are people who can say, I'm going to Africa tomorrow. They don't have a ticket. They don't even have where that ticket is going to have gone from. And they say, tomorrow I'm going to Africa. And you ask them, where is the money? I don't have nothing in my bank account. Let me tell you. Their faith is so crazy and so, so intact that somebody somewhere God is going to speak to them because of their faith. And I'm telling you, those people may go to Africa tomorrow. Have you had people like that? There are people who did not even have food at all. And they didn't want to go do nothing else or maybe go bother people or call, hey, Brother Jimmy, I need some food. Can you and your wife bring me some food? They'll say, "What? How are you going to give your children?" God. God. You ask them about anything, what are you going to do about this? God. You know those people? They're not crazy. There are people who have a bulldog. God has given them that gift. And if you would try, I'm not saying that it is something that should not be desired to get into. But as I told you, there are people who can come through this door and they don't even care about anything else. All they want, they come and see. They don't see anything else. They don't even see the booth. There are people who are like that. And we should not condemn those people. Am I losing you? You should not condemn me if I'm not really. God told me if you have as little as faith as a mustard seed, you can speak to this mountain and it can. But the Bible says one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is what? Faith. When God gives me a drastic faith, I can come in here, man. I can even decide I may not have to have transportation, but I want to be in church by 11. Trust me, God is going to send somebody and he's going to take me into the church. But there are people who have not reached there. And when they have not reached there, do not condemn anybody. They are on their way there. Praise the Lord, saints of God. Did I lose anybody? But that should not really limit us from not desiring to be there. I would want to be like Reinhard Bonnke, who calls thousands of people. When he goes somewhere, that man has faith that he's not going to reach only one person. He goes to Nigeria and he reaches millions. And when he calls an altar call, how many people comes to receive the Lord? Thousands and millions. God has gifted different people. You know, the problem we are having in the church today is because you're seeing a success story somewhere and you want to be like those success stories. There's no way everyone can be everything. We cannot be like Reinhard Bonnke, all of us. We cannot be like Benny Hinz. That's my point. We cannot be like T.D. Jakes, all of us. Oh my goodness. Am I reaching to somebody? There are people who, let me tell you, and we are going to study. If you studied below, we are going to get there in that book. It says in a body, there are many members in a body. There are many members in your body. You have a nose, you have an ear, you have an eye, you have a mouth, you have a body that has good structure that I can see. I can see hands, and the hands have five fingers. And I can see a foot, and I know inside here there are some toes, right? But there are some things that you have inside of you that I've never seen. Now, the fact that I do not see them doesn't mean that they are not part of you. And it also doesn't mean that they are not important. In fact, when you read the Bible, it says there are some members, when you look at them, you know, I want to say it in my language, but I don't know. I don't want to say it. You feel like, oh, I don't want to look at that. But God has glorified those bodies and hidden them, and they have very good performance. Like how many of you? Yesterday, in my house, we slaughtered a goat, okay? And we were eating the intestines, you know. Alan made the intestines very well, okay? And there are people who are coming and they were eating. But I had my realtor, she came there. And let me tell you, she could not even eat sheep, you know, meat. She looked at, we are eating liver, and she said, oh, she was actually throwing up. Oh, you're eating what? Intestines? Now, the fact that you all come, most of you come from Africa, and that is a delicacy, you know. If somebody actually had yesterday, when somebody welcomes you home with the intestines, that's the greatest honor. Now, if that lady came and I gave her, with my culture, oh, my sister, with the intestines. She would run away. She would think I'm crazy. In fact, she was going, oh, oh. So God has glorified those parts that you may not really look at in normal. And it doesn't mean that those parts are not really important. Are you listening to me? So it is the same way with the gifts. God has gifted you with a gift that may not really shine out there. Like, you know, I can prophesy. You know, I'm a prophet, you know. And when you're a prophet, you're given honor. You're given even the first seat to be sitting here because you are a prophet. You know? You know what? I can minister in the word of knowledge. You know? And if you can speak in the word of knowledge, have you ever seen the people who speak in the word of knowledge? People tend to aggravate to them. But tell them, what is the list of the gifts? Tell them that you have a gift of discerning spirits. Oh, what is that? I've never even heard about that. What is discerning of spirits? Huh? Oh, you speak in tongues? By the way, did you know that speaking in tongues is also a gift? According to this scripture, speaking in tongues is a... Guys, can you listen to me? Speaking in tongues is a... So somebody else may be born again and not speaking in tongues, but does that mean you need to dispel them because they don't have that gift or they don't speak in tongues? Now, I know what I'm speaking here is a little bit controversial, and I'm aware of it. Because, you know, there are some teachings out there that, you know, every time you're born again and you have to be speaking in tongues. Do you want to tell me that if I don't speak in tongues and I'm born again, I will not go to heaven? Lord, am I losing you guys? If I'm born again and I'm not speaking in tongues, will I go to heaven? What is the qualification of getting to heaven? Huh? Salvation, right? Salvation is a qualifier. But the Spirit of God can give you utterance to speak in other tongues. But if He chooses not to give me the utterance to speak in the speaking of tongues, I'm still born again and I'm going to heaven. Right? Right, church? Or if you didn't know, can you say, now I know? It is part of the gift of the Holy Spirit. So, and the Bible says that He gives these gifts as we will and as we desire. If I don't speak in the power of the Holy Spirit, I mean, if I don't speak in the new tongues, I can desire. Lord, I heard somebody speaking about these tongues and I want to know. I want to have it because when I speak in other tongues, the Bible says that you're ministering to God. When I speak in other tongues, I'm ministering to God. But when I'm ministering in the language that I know, I'm ministering to myself. I mean, I'm still ministering to God, but I'm aware of what is happening. Are you listening to me? So we really need to know. But the Holy Spirit will give you these 9 gifts, each one of them. The word of knowledge. What is the word of knowledge? It could be a pre-knowledge of a situation that will come. Like I love my mom Werimo. My mom Werimo moves in the word of knowledge. She can look at you and the Holy Spirit tells you how it is going to be. Man, you know, I've ministered with that woman. And I've had her tell people, they call like she would go through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And she would call, Steve, stand up. And the Holy Spirit is ministering to her maybe 10 days after what is going to happen. You have nothing. You don't even know, have a clue. But the Spirit of God. How many of you know that God knows how your life is going to end? How many of you know that? And God has given special abilities to a certain people. They can look at you and through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, they can pre-warn you or they can tell you you need to take a different direction because in 10 days, there are sorts that have been dispatched from the kingdom of the devil to come and destroy your life. That is a, could be a word of knowledge. And this is a very important gift also in the church. This gift is not only negated or delegated or it cannot only be given to Reinhard Bonnke or Ben Hinn. We can have it here in the church. If you can decide, my sister, you can have it. And every time we have the service, we can design that you have the spirit of knowledge, and you can stand up and you can tell, you know, Brother Gideon, I see there are some millions that are coming your way in the next 5 days. You need to stay alert and do not go to Oklahoma, stay in Dallas. Because that man is going to go come through Dallas. If somebody told you that, you will never go to Oklahoma. Is that not true? How wonderful it is that we have a God who can tell us what our future is. And these are all embedded in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen? And these gifts are distributed to each one of us as we so desire. Amen? The working of miracles. Pastor Wilson told us one day that he was invited to go and pray for people. I think there was a person who was dead. Did you remember that story? They prayed, but still the dead man was still dead even after they prayed. But how many of you know there are people who can come lay hands on a dead person? A miracle happens just like that. Why? They are not doing it out of their own power, but the Holy Spirit has given them the ability. When they speak a word or when they lay hands on you or when they pray for a certain situation that you're going through, a miraculous sign happens. Is everybody going to do that? Is everybody going to do that? Are we all going to have that ability to pray for miraculous signs and they happen? Yet the Bible also tells us miracles and wonders shall follow all those that believe. See, the thing is, church, and I would like you to listen very carefully. The things that happen on a regular basis, do you know those are miracles? Do you know there are miracles that happen in your life every day? How can you explain you slept and you woke up? You came from subconsciousness, nobody nudged you to wake up, and you just woke up. Is that not a miracle? How can you explain of a mother who goes through 9 months of pregnancy and behold, when she's ready to give birth, you're seeing this little kid that you don't even have any idea how they were formed inside their womb? Is that not a miracle? The thing is that there's so much indoctrination whereby unless you see somebody who was crippled and they have been prayed for and now they are walking straight, that is what we call a miracle. Miracles happen in your life every day. Signs and wonders shall follow them that believe every day. Amen? Your life is a miracle. You going 7 days a week, Michelle, without even a sickness. You know how many people are in the hospitals? Do you think really that bacteria and viruses they see you and they said, oh no, we cannot really. They have the propensity to get and bring you sickness. But the Lord of glory protects you and that to me is a miracle. For me to stay all these years having never gone to a hospital because of a sickness or laid in a hospital bed, that is a miracle. Are you listening to me? Miracles happen to us every single day. And learn to count your blessings. Sometimes we are so used to the things that happen all around us. The children are doing everything. Your family is doing very well. And we assume that is ni kawaida. No, it's not kawaida. Because let me tell you, there are people today who can, they have the money in the bank. They have property. They have cars. But I'm telling you, Frank, if they tell you the things that happen inside their homes, you'd say, I thank God. I thank God. Them that are called by the Lord. God dispatches his angels. God, I wish you can open up our eyes. Hallelujah. I wish he can open up our eyes to see the hound of angels that surround your house. The hounds of angels that surround your children even when they are in the school and danger is looming large. Just the other day, my wife called me. She was on her way home. And you know, the way you can drive and you're so oblivious. She missed having a
bad accident on an intersection. And she calls me and she tells me, Tony, I wish you know just what happened. I didn't even see the red light. I had so much in my mind, and I crossed, and I saw the car on my boot bonnet here. Just an angel just pushed that car, just prevented it from hitting her. Should have had a very, very bad accident. Let me tell you, those are things that we can see. But you know, there are things that God does in the secret behind your back, and you do not even know that they happen. Those are miracles. They happen every day. Signs and wonders shall follow those that believe. The gifts of healing, the working of miracles, prophecy. Prophecy is telling, hearing from the word of the Lord something that is happening or happening in the future. Discerning of spirits. Discerning of spirits. How do you discern spirit? Do you remember when there was this guy called Simon in the Bible? Simon the sorcerer. You remember Simon the sorcerer? Do you remember Simon the sorcerer? The guy was doing things that were almost looking like they were miracles. Yeah? And then the Bible says that John and Peter went to Jerusalem. And there was this guy, he was following these people, he was actually doing some other things, but through the power of the devil. But it disguised itself to appear like it was the work of the Lord. And then what happened was, when John and Peter, they went to Jerusalem, this guy was following them. And he was seeing them laying hands on the people and they were receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He said, wow, I've never done that. He came to John and Peter and said, hey man, can I give you some coaches, just a kickback so that you can give me this power so that I can be doing this. Peter and Kim came and discerned the spirit behind man, and he told me, may your money perish with you. How come you think that you can buy the gift of God with money? And you remember there was another instance, this man was coming and he was saying, oh, these are the servants of the Most High God. These are the servants of the Most. And he looked like he was a genuine Christian. And Peter and the disciples looked at this man and they rebuked him. They rebuked the spirit from him. Why? Because they had the gift of discerning who is spirits. In this day and age, we are living in a new age movement. People speak like they're children of God. And they speak nice things. There's the power, the inner being power that really stirs you up and makes you see the positivity of things. In other words, they speak something that is almost close to the word of the Lord. But if we do not scan the spirits, you can be listening to the wrong crowd, but you're lost with. God requires us to have the gift of discerning which spirits. In other words, you're supposed to look at a man and listen to what they are saying. And the Spirit of God in you has gifted you so much, and you're able to know, man, I think I need to watch this guy. I think something is not right. What does that? It is the Spirit of the Lord. Are you listening to me? And he can give it to any one of us as we so desires. Now, I spoke about the kinds of tongues. You can speak in different kinds of tongues. But when we speak in tongues also, in the olden days, and actually I believe in the church today also, we need to have one. Somebody speaks in tongues, there ought to be somebody who is there to interpret. Because you're speaking in a language, no one, like for example, if somebody come and say, como estás, como estás, dinero, como estás, nenos, maneses, and that's Spanish. Oh, Jose, sorry. If Jose was not in the house, we would need a Spanish to come and interpret what I said. If Pastor Chi came here and started speaking his, is it Yoruba? And he speaks his Zambian. And and you can hear some words maybe in Bantu. If there's nobody to come and interpret, you're lost. Because when you speak in other tongues, you're speaking to the Lord. But we also need to be edified. The only way we can be edified is to have somebody who has been gifted by the Holy Spirit to come and interpret what has been said. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I would like you to stand on your feet. I know this is not a shouting message, but can you tell somebody now that it is important for you to desire the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Okay, what are the gifts of the Holy Spirit? I'm not releasing you until you tell me what are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. What are the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Number one is wisdom. Somebody say wisdom. Number two is the gift of knowledge. Somebody say knowledge. Number three is the gift of faith. Say faith. Number four is the gift of healings. Somebody say healings. The working of miracles. Prophecy. Designing of spirits. Speaking in other tongues.
And interpreting tongues. Okay, repeat what I just said without looking anywhere. Okay, number one, let's go. Wisdom. Knowledge. Faith. The working of miracles. Ambrose is getting everything. Okay, the working of, I'm going to come to this side. Okay, the what? The working of miracles. Uh-huh. Prophecy. Speaking in other tongues. Interpretation of other tongues. How many are those? Faith. Yes, Mama Maya, faith. And faith. Okay, one more time and then we are going to close. So let's start again. The gift of wisdom, knowledge, faith, healings. I'm coming to this side. Okay, miracles, working of miracles, speaking in other tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy, and word of knowledge. You're getting there. Now, when you go home, all the fathers, can all the fathers say amen? I want you to say this 3 times to your wives when you go home. Okay? And if you don't have, if your wife is not here, look for somebody that you can call and tell them, this is what we learn in church. We learned about the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, the gift of healings, the gift of prophecy, the gift of doing miracles, the gift of interpretation of tongues, the gift of speaking in other languages, and the gift of faith. Are those 9? Are those 9? Huh? I said that. Stand on your feet. I love you guys. We shall not be ignorant about these things because they are beneficial to us. Amen. Lift up your right hand as we pray together. Father, I just want to thank you, Lord, even for this body at Empowerment Christian Center. Lord, I